There's an art show and reception this Friday, July 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Lee Gribbins, 194 Main Street in Emmaus, where you can meet the artist Michael Caine and experience his beautiful stained glass and woodworking. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The artist Michael Caine lives in a world of bright, vivid colors, creating exquisite stained glass and handcrafted furniture. He spent his formative education immersed in the art community and then embarked on commissioned work as work spread of the talented artist who had mastered flawless technique at crafting glass and incorporating free-form furniture. He was sought out by Moravian College in Bethlehem to create a table from one of the campus's fallen trees to be utilized by the college. The table is now a college treasure. The artist, Michael Caine.
1999. I had worked at Willett Stained Glass in Philadelphia and Chestnut Hill. I did a four-year apprenticeship, and I learned quite a bit. New design, restoration, working with some Tiffany windows at Lafayette College in the Skillman Library. So that was a pretty interesting project.
That was when you knew stained glass was for you? Or were you always a craftsperson? Were you always somebody that enjoyed doing this sort of thing?
The media I was into was like pen and ink, colored pencil. Went to school for some graphic design and commercial art. So I've been in the arts quite a bit. I think at the age of 5, my mother had found out that I had small motor skill problems. So she introduced me to the art world.
But glass really speaks to you in a way now that...
Yeah, as a teenager, I had my Aunt Mary and my Uncle Fred had taken me to Nakashima's studio down in New Hope. That kind of knocked my socks off. So once I had got my apprenticeship at the glass studio, I wanted to marry the two crafts with the glass and the wood.
I saw in your press release that Moravian College contacted you because a tree fell down and they wanted you to make a table out of it. It's a nice marriage of history and art because this piece is a piece of recorded history in addition to being a work of art.
Yes. Tree came down in 2007. They had an issue with a limb fell on the president of the college's house. So they had to have an arborist come in and do a study on the tree. They had to take it down. That was a little over 2-year project. The tree was 8 feet in diameter at the base. We had to take it down near Doylestown to get it cut on a big enough mill. The tabletop for the college was 4 feet wide and maybe roughly 7.5 feet long. Once we got it milled, they selected the board that they wanted. And the deal with the college was if I made them a table free of charge, they would give me some wood.
Seems like you do that a bit, though, trading art for life. You were talking about another adventure you had with that, and that's a nice way of working, if you can do it.
Yes, for sure. Got some big slabs from that tree that are 53 inches wide. They're behind this stack of maple here in the back. Hopefully I can get a project where someone needs a big conference table to that scale, because they have to stay the way they are. Natural edge, I don't want to deviate and have to cut things down, because that size of wood doesn't show up too often anymore.
No, and there are great testaments to history. Even when they're a finished piece, you can see the history that went into them or see the life.
Yes. What I did, I also signed my name on the end of the table, but I had dipped my hands in tung oil, and I put my handprints on the bottom of the table.
Yeah. It's interesting with the glass, because glass is a great medium where you can look at it as a great work of art, but light is also a big factor in what makes glass sing or not.
I'm such a fan for natural light as far as lighting a piece. When we did the project for the Skillman Library at Lafayette College, you know, it's just phenomenal what Tiffany had done.
How do you begin to decide colors, decide forms?
You'll take the pattern paper, decide your dimensions, lay out a design. After you finalize your design, it'll grow as it comes along, but you'll have these clear rondelles. I laid them out first, and then I created a design around basically your focal point of the piece. And then you'll select glass will work well together, and then you'll take pattern shears, and the pattern shears account for the heart thickness of the lead. So if you're going into a pre-existing opening, when you build the panel, you have to account that the panel's going to grow for that thickness of the heart of the lead. And then you'll cut out all the pieces, lay out all your pieces on your glass, cut using a little simple cutter, and start building with your lead. And if it's a vertical and horizontal piece, you always have to account for the other leaf coming by. So it keeps you on your toes. I really enjoy the harmony of making it work together. Yes, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The artist Michael Caine. There is a reception for his work this Friday evening, July 19th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Lee Gribbins, 194 Main Street in Emmaus. You can also find more about Michael Caine at his Facebook page, Michael Caine, that's K-A-N-E, Designs. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.